Measures Radio is on the air.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Path has led you to the Tinker's Shop. Here on Just Measures Radio, I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be. Since I found serenity, but you can't take the sky from me.
Well, good evening, my friends. Yes, here we are on a Saturday evening once again, 9 p.m. Central Time, in the Tinker Shop. Yes. Well, so this is the show for Saturday night, the 29th of November of 2014. And, believe it or not, it's going to be an oddball show here. Since when is that is something unusual, though? Because I seem to have been doing a lot of these oddball shows lately. It's because there's so much happening. And here we have had, Thursday, we've had Thanksgiving once again. So we've made it through another year, and hopefully we all had a very good Thanksgiving Day. Those of us who've been with friends and families, hopefully all went well. Things went well, and everybody got fed and was appreciative of the foods that we have had. Yes. Okay, I should probably, let people know here as well. This actually is being recorded in the wee hours of Friday morning, because believe it or not, at this point I still don't know if I'm heading down to, as I fondly call it, enemy territory, down to the Chicago area. So what can I say? Yeah, it's one of those cases of like, well, do I go or don't I go? We're looking here at checking out the weather report here a little while ago, and they were saying, oops, we are going to be having a snow burst this morning, later on this morning. It's supposed to hit here sometime between 6 and 8 in the morning. And we're supposed to get a rather, shall we say, heavy snowfall. Of course, they're not sure exactly how much of it there is and what the temperatures are going to be. Down in northern Illinois, not supposed to have much of anything. So in other words, as we're traveling, when we leave here, if we go, because we're slated to probably leave at about 9 or 10 in the morning, probably the worst of the snowstorm will be over. But the question is what are the roads going to be like? And right now, we're at about 1/2 degree Fahrenheit. But it's supposed to start snowing, and it's also supposed to be warmer to the further south. So it's like, are we going to be having to worry about ice in the roads or what? So it's like, who knows, you know? But the plan is now to be leaving, like I said, tomorrow morning or Friday morning, and heading on down to the Chicago area will be a place I really want to go this week. Yeah. But with all the fun and games this week. So I should probably go ahead and address that a little bit, and then after that we'll get a little bit more into talking about Thanksgiving, and who knows, maybe we'll just go ahead and get into some music a little bit later. Okay, so we've had our fun and games this week. You know, they did come down with a verdict, or not, correction, the grand jury in Ferguson came down with their decision that that they were going to no bill the police officer there, and rightfully so, in my opinion, from all that I've heard all the way along, and from their discussions, or the announcement that was done by the DA there, pretty well points to me that that officer Wilson was acting in self-defense. So that's a good thing. Of course, so when they were going through and, you know, at that press conference, as I listened to it, and I was monitoring other, shall we say, live streams, and it was rather interesting watching the crowds out there, because, yeah, they were just definitely firing themselves up, and, you know, getting all riled up, and... oh, how best to put it? It was very much of a mixed crowd. You had all the way from really young people there to quite a bit older people. And you had, yes, you had black people there. You had white people there. You had, I think he even spotted a few Asians there in the crowd, so... yeah, it was pretty much of a, a lot of people who were waiting to hear. And to start with, very well behaved. And definitely exercising their right for freedom of assembly. And, you know, to address or whatever for grievances. So, can't fault him on that. Once the decision was announced, there were a lot of the people who did leave. The only ones that were hanging around, though, were a lot of the hotheads, a lot of the people running around with the Guy Fawkes masks on, or had, you know, scarves over their faces and whatnot. And when I saw that, I just thought, okay, you know, the decent people have left. The ones that are hanging around there yet, things are going to start popping. And I would say probably within 10, 15 minutes or so, things did. At that point, they went from a peaceful assembly of the people waiting to hear to basically a mob. They were no longer acting constitutionally and, you know, as respecting, you know, the constitutional republic that this country is supposed to be. Instead, they swung over into the mobocracy. And, you know, they were getting into the, well, like it's been said, a mobocracy or a lynch mob or whatever you want to call it. You know, that's the true definition of democracy, where, you know, 51% of the people can decide the fate of the other 49. And, well, okay, well, I'll just leave it at that, but it was definitely of interest to basically watch the whole thing unfold. Okay, so, when I started here, I wasn't quite sure which direction I was going to go tonight, and still not real sure. I mean, I could probably go on here for the better part of this entire hour of talking about it and, you know, ranting and raving, you know, with my observations. But then again, you know, who am I? I'm just a lot of people would say I'm just an old white guy with a beard. Other people would say, well, yeah, he's a breed, half breed. So, but I'm just me. I'm just a guy who, definitely, wholeheartedly believes in the Constitution. Of course, how to put it? You know, it's hard sometimes. You know, when you're seeing these things unfold, that, how to put it? Now, like I said, you know, I'm pretty much of a constitutionalist. You know, a person who goes with the Bill of Rights as it's written. None of these imputed rights or imputed readings into it. You know, if it's not there, yes, there's a lot of rights that aren't listed. You know, it's like last week I'd played the one clip and with the judge where he was saying that someone said, you know, well, the rights are all there in the Constitution. Well, you know, tell me what rights that there are in there. And he said he could probably add, you know, 30, 40, or 50 more as well. It's a case of the Constitution is not a straitjacket. You know, we do not just have the original 10 elements of the Bill of Rights, and that's all we have. You know, there's a lot of other rights as well. But those were the particular ones that the founders or the framers, however you want to call them, argued about and decided, yeah, okay, we need to specifically address these first 10 things as being something that the government just cannot touch. So, like I said, that's a good thing. And another thought, you know, like I said, you know, the Constitution is not a straitjacket, at least not for the people. It's supposed to be a little bit of a straitjacket, I guess you could say, for the government. Because the government, again, like I had said, and he'd also commented, that there are only 16 main functions that the federal government is allowed to do. another thing that has been said in the past, and I can't remember the exact context, that you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is not a well, you know, you get some of these people who say, "Oh, it's a living document. It's, you know, bound to grow and change." Yes, but it's also not a suicide note, and unfortunately, in many ways, with what the liberals are doing to this country. Well, not only the liberals. You know, it's a lot of people who just, okay, yeah, liberal, oh, that's Democrat. Well, you also have the Republicans, too. A lot of them, you know, we've heard them called Republicans in name only, or Democrats in name only, you know, rhinos and dinos. Well, they're both way out there, and they're all to the left, and so, okay, well, why don't I do this? Before I go too much further, I'm going to just go ahead and put a couple little pieces in here, and then we'll see where we go from there. So, hang in there, and first I think we're going to go ahead here and put in a little piece from Johnny Cash, a Thanksgiving Prayer.
We've come to the time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the year, to join hands and thank the Creator now when thanksgiving is due. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie, and oh, love that you've made new. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. When the time comes to be going, it won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do. And Thanksgiving Day, for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. Thanksgiving Day, for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you.
Yes, as I said, that was Johnny Cash with his Thanksgiving Prayer. Okay, I'm going to just throw in just a couple more little things, a couple more commentaries here on this, and then we'll get a little bit more into talking about Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's a time of to be thankful, and that's something I think we all need to do, you know, is be thankful for the good things that have happened over the past year, you know, for all of our friends and our families. And like we said before, you know, all of us here in JMR, we're kind of a, well, we are a family. You know, it's a family by choice. You know, we're not blood related. But unless you want to call it the blood of the Patriots or the blood of the 3%. But yes, we're all a family, all of us. So, yeah, like I said, get a couple more comments here quick, and then we'll get a little bit more into a little bit of, shall we say, you know, Thanksgiving music and other just good music for tonight. But this whole mess that's going on, like I said, down here in Ferguson, you know, kind of spreading around the country, which is not a good thing. You know, we've had the idiots, the fools, who were busy trying to burn Ferguson down, which is, and I'm not blaming the people of Ferguson, because a lot of that was very obviously, you know, people not from the area. You had the people, the outside agitators who came in, the ones who just want to have a fight or something, I don't know. But, you know, the majority of the businesses that got burned out down there, a lot of them, actually, I shouldn't say the majority, but a lot of them were, shall we say, of the same group of people that were, you know, screaming the loudest. There was an awful lot of black businesses and minority businesses that were destroyed. You know, how are these poor SOBs going to recover from that? Here, a lot of these places got damaged back in August when this whole mess started. Then you had the idiots come back again to loot them, they smash the place, and in quite a few cases, burn them. And you're going to get the people there in the town, especially the loudmouth ones, who are going to say, well, no, oh, this is terrible, you know, we need to get rebuilt, you know. And if it doesn't get rebuilt, then they're going to blame everybody. You know, the national population, oh, we're still being put down, you know, look at what we've got here, you know, we're not getting any help. Cattle aren't shitting their own, well, sorry, I shouldn't be using that language. Matter of fact, I'm going to probably bleep myself out on that, but, you don't crap in your nest. Yeah, so, okay, one last thing here, and then like I said, off to happier subjects. Like I said, this is being done, you know, Friday morning, so, you know, it's before, you know, before the start of the whole Black Friday mess. I would hope everyone who's listening to me is safe and well, because there's been some of the discussions that I've seen out there, and, you know, postings and whatnot, where there's been discussion of some of these, you know, quote-unquote activists, communists, whatever you want to call them, they've been trying to push for a, what do they call it, Blackout Friday instead of Black Friday sales, to where there are a lot of them in a lot of places are planning on congregating at, you know, malls or whatever. I've seen them where they're saying, oh, we're all going to meet at this mall in the food court at 11 o'clock, and then we're going to go ahead and proceed to shut things down. Again, that's crapping in your own nest, people. You know, why damage the businesses in your area? Makes no sense to me. So hopefully nothing comes of this. You know, hopefully their Blackout Friday, you know, is a fizzle. You know, I think we all need to have that in our prayers. And hopefully nothing happens. So, okay. Well, enough said of that stuff because, like I said, it's, sometimes I have a tendency of getting a little preachy, which is not good, because, kind of left that all behind me a lot of years ago. Could have ended up as a preacher real easy, and, no, there's, you get the, a lot of these ones out there that claim to be preachers that aren't, you know, that they're just the demagogues or the loudmouths or however to put it. That, yeah. Well, I should not go there. Anyway, so, well, yes. I'll just tell you what here. I'm going to go ahead here and drop a piece or two of music in here, and then after those are over, I'll get a commercial or two in here for Just Measures Radio, and then we'll be back.
Home invasions, kidnappings, vandalism, shoplifting, robberies, burglary, all on the rise today. What can you do to protect yourself, your home, and your property, especially when you're away? Call Southwest Security Advisors, licensed, bonded, and insured armed security. We provide a wide range of security services, including building and property security, courtesy patrols, shoplifting surveillance, alarm response, safety escorts, security consulting, just to name a few. We also offer certified, armed, and unarmed security officer training. We're located at 674 East White Mountain Boulevard in Pine Top, Arizona, inside Southwest Shooting Authority. Whatever your security needs, call Southwest Security Advisors at 928-367-2547. Southwest Security Advisors, covering your assets all over Eastern Arizona.
For the last 20 years, Army medics were taught to the same standard as civilian EMT paramedics. After the blow-up in the sandbox of Iraq and Afghanistan, the U.S. Army Medical Corps relooked on how medics were trained. Their training has prepared you on standards that apply to civilian emergency medical services that do not apply to the combat environment. Does this show actually mean combat? Not totally. Combat environments can be found in horrible natural disasters and, yes, man-made disasters. Between this show and live training, the Medic Shack will show you how to treat and survive most any natural or man-made disaster. So join us Sundays, 5 p.m. Mountain Time on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Okay, well, we're back. Yes, and, well, I should go ahead and identify it here again. Yes, we have our edition of the Tinker Shop here for the 29th of November of 2014. Yes, and in case someone came in late, yes, this is a pre-record that I have done on Friday morning during the wee hours, because I don't know exactly where I'm going to be at, either Friday night, rather, or Saturday. You know, who knows? If I do start making the trek down to Chicago tomorrow morning, I'll definitely be, you know, hopping in the chat room tomorrow evening from down there. And if we get going to come back here early enough on Saturday, again, obviously, I will be in the chat room. Actually, I'll be in the chat room either way. If I'm stuck down there overnight, again on Saturday night, I'll be running this there and, you know, in the chat room as well. So, this is one of those, shall we say, semi-live shows. I'll be live and in the chat room, and I'll be pre-recorded. So, okay, so now with that stuff said, let's see here. I think I'm going to just go ahead here and just start throwing in a little bit of crazy music here, because again, this kind of goes along with the whole Thanksgiving thing. That's, like I said, it's something we have to be thankful for, that we've had another year, that we're still here, that we aren't starving to death and freezing to death. So that's a good thing. One thing I'm definitely thankful for is we do have our relatives yet. Like, for example, for my wife and I, the reason we're making the trek to Chicago is her parents. Like I've said before, you know, I've mentioned her father. He was a Second World War vet. And his wife, she definitely supported him in that. But they're both getting up there. He's becoming quite frail and starting to not be as stable as he used to be. And my wife's mother, she is definitely failing. She's not doing as well as she could be. Of course, though, considering she's, I believe, 90, and my father-in-law is 92, I believe. Yeah, they're both getting up there, and like my wife was saying, that she definitely wants to go because she has a feeling this might be her mother's, you know, last Thanksgiving and last Christmas. So, course, they'll hopefully, Jean is her mother's name. Hopefully Jean pulls through and starts getting better. But, you know, it's kind of iffy. Sometimes the treatment that people get when they are in the quote-unquote skilled nursing facilities is not quite what it should be. And I could get on a rant and a rave about that, but I'll just leave it at that. That perhaps the staffs in these places don't quite live up to what they should be doing. So, with that said, this next piece of music here is from a gentleman by the name of Paul Thorne, and he says he doesn't like half the people he loves. So, yeah, it's kind of like, what can we say? Kind of, shall we say, some of my in-laws, they kind of get me sometimes, but still, I have to accept them for who and what they are. So, Paul Thorne, I don't like half the people I love.
My family reunion is going on today. My relatives have all flown in from places far away. As we sit there eating chicken, it hits me like a truck. I don't like half the folks I love. Me and my former best friend had a big falling out. I caught him with my wife, so I punched him in the mouth. We just can't hang out anymore, but I still wish them luck. I don't like half the folks I love. God knows they're all dear to me, but if the truth be told, I like it when they come, but I love it when they go. I'm sure they've got good qualities, but the bad ones cover them up. I don't like half the folks I love. My alcoholic buddies are fun to hang around. When we drink together, peace and joy abound. But sometimes they bring me one more shot when they know I've had enough. I don't like half the folks I love. God knows they're all dear to me, but if the truth be told, I like it when they come, but I love it when they go. I'm sure they've got good qualities, but the bad ones cover them up. I don't like half the folks I love. In this world we live in, this I guarantee, we all need more tolerance to get along peacefully. But I'm not as nice as Jesus, and I really am fed up. I don't like half the folks I love. God knows they're all dear to me, but if the truth be told, I like it when they come, but I love it when they go. I'm sure they've got good qualities, but the bad ones cover them up. I don't like half the folks I love. Oh, I don't like half the folks I love. Ooh, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have a little fun once in a while here. So, but yeah. Sometimes we have relatives that we just want to throttle, I guess, but can't do that. So, yeah, they're family. Oh, yeah, so, anyway, let's see, let's carry on here with a little bit more. I've got some more, shall we say, fun music here. This one here is where a person claims he's wild as a turkey. So that's kind of, kind of fits in here with the the Thanksgiving or the Turkey Day aspects of things. So this is from a gentleman by the name of Hayes Carl, and he's claims he's wild as a turkey.
Well, I'm wild as a turkey, higher than a Christmas moon, empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? I come down from Memphis with a broken down Corvette, a suitcase full of memories and a face you won't forget. You say you'll never love me, but tonight ain't over yet. Oh, I'm gonna change your mind. Oh, girl, I've been a gambler since the age of 21. I've seen my share of troubles and the wrong end of a gun. This whole world's out to get me just because I have my fun. They ain't gonna slow me anyway. Right ain't right, babe, left ain't always wrong. I bet you're tired of dancing to the same old song. Do you look like an angel in a place you don't belong? And I'm gonna take you. Just because this place is closing, that don't mean it's time for bed. Oh, we don't need no sleep, girl, we'll get plenty when we're dead. I'll leave these fools behind you now and come with me instead. I'm gonna show you a time. I'm wild as a turkey, higher than a Christmas moon, empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? Oh, ain't that what they all say?
Okay, so there we are. Did my little few little tunes here, and you know, a little bit of a celebration for, you know, Thanksgiving Day and the weekend following it. So, and I think probably, yes, I know it's a little bit short here. We're only at about quarter till the hour. But I think probably here for the last, you know, 15 minutes or so, I'm just going to be putting a little bit of lighter stuff, some more music here, you know, stuff that I like, because kind of gotten the rant out of my system here, at least for now. What can I say? I cannot and should not always rant. It's not good, because the idea here that for the Tinker Shop here, we're here usually for, you know, a couple different purposes. One, to de-stress after long weeks, and, you know, to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of talk. And also, the other purpose of it has been all the way along to try to teach people some things. You know, I'm not always successful at it. Sometimes, like I said, I get off into a rant, but I think soon I should probably get busy on some of this other stuff that I've talked about in the past, because here we are, it's, you know, end of November, you know, next week, Monday is the 1st of December already, and we'll only have, you know, what, another 30 days before the end of the year. Then starts the new year. And after the new year here, it'll be time for all of us to start getting our plants ready for the gardens. And so, hopefully everybody's ordered up their seed catalogs for this next year already. If not, it's probably time to do so. You know, a lot of the seed catalogs, or the seed companies, they do have their catalogs where you can request them online. And make sure for some good winter reading. You know, if nothing else, something to do on a cold winter's evening to sit down and dream about or plan what you want to plant this next year. Because some of the stuff, I know in January, again, I'm going to be talking about tobacco planting. Probably talking a little bit about planting true potato seed. Because I did save a bunch of the true potato seed this year, which I'm going to have to get separated out. I've been busy, again, this week, continuing on cleaning the seed heads from the tobacco plants. And so, like I'd said, you know, there is the contact box here, down here in the corner of the screen, for when you go out to www.arlin-tower.com and /tinkers_shop, and as always, Tinker is with a capital letter there. And like I've made the offer up until, you know, probably in January, when you know, once planting season rolls around, I'll still have the, you know, the offer open here for all of our listeners, that if you would like some shall we say northern adapted Virginia brightleaf tobacco seed, drop me a note and we'll get some, you know, put into a little baggie and get it sent off to you. So, okay. So, with that said, I think it's time to go ahead here and get a little bit more music in. So, what should we put in here next? And actually, I know what I'm going to do. It's a group of guys called Bad Haggis. And there was a tune that, oh, heck, what is it now? It goes back late 60s, 1970 probably. A couple guys had done one called Summer Breeze, and Bad Haggis has their own rendition of it. So, please, enjoy. Here we go, my friends. We've got one last nice piece of music here. So, again, thank you very much here for joining me here in the Tinker Shop for Saturday night, the 29th of November of 2014. So, take care, God bless, and have a very good week to come. A little bit of a thing called the Redemption Song. It's from the Chieftains. Take care. God bless.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hands of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing another song of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, these songs of freedom. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the times. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it, but we got to fulfill the book. Won't you help me sing another song of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, yeah, redemption song, songs of freedom. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hands of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, redemption song, songs of freedom.
It's a testament to our friendship, and I'd really love to stay. But now at last the time is near, the sun is fading low. I hope to see you soon again, but now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. I hope to see you soon, my friends, but now it's time to go. deer, Baggins and Buff and Shrubs and Grubs, Bruises and Tooks. Brace scooters, Bulgers, good buddies, horn blowers, Brockhouses and Cobfoots. A humble thanks to those I miss, my intent is not to do so. For your friendship is a blessed thing, but now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. Your friendship is a blessed thing, but now it's time to go. On the 22nd of September, I'll always recollect. And Frodo too, with all of you, makes a gross of my select. Hobbits and friends.
And Gandalf too.
With a wonderful fireworks show. One last regret I'll share with you is now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. One last regret I'll share with you is now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to go.